DC's announced Lobo is going to be the next film in development.
Okay, so why don't you explain Lobo to the
Lobo is much in the ways that Superman is the last Kryptonian. Mm. Lobo is also the last of an alien race and was actually created originally as just a space bounty hunter, and he was very corny to adapt it to be an equal villain for Superman.
So is he one of these alien races that looks just like human beings and that can blend in with other?
More or less, yeah. Think about more of like a God of War type appearance. He's very pale.
He has really awesome eyebrows.
And tattoos and muscles.
No tattoos, surprisingly. Everything about him would scream tattoos, but no tattoos. No. More of a hyper-piercing thing, and by that I mean like railroad spikes through his forearms and chest and neck.
Well, at least he blends in, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that guy, please. He walks into a bank, takes out a loan, no one is any wiser. But no, Lobo is this badass dude that is, for all intents and purposes, a Superman villain. But over the years has evolved, or I guess devolved, into more of an anti-hero character. But it's one of those badass characters where it's like, you're not supposed to like this guy, but you do.
Right.
It's like Wolverine didn't start off as the most popular X-Man. He just kind of
became that,
because
yeah.
He was badass. Same thing with, well, similar thing with Lobo. I guess Deadpool is a better example. So I basically wasted about a minute and a half of everyone's time.
Yeah, well,
but
good thing you pointed it out.
Thank you. It's what I do. I'm honest with the people.
Well, look, there's that. But so I'm not really
You're a bad friend.
I'm just being a little hard. I tell him I'm hungover.
All right, all right.
But I'm not really familiar with this character, but so this is, sounds like you're excited, though.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. Dude, Lobo is one of those characters where you never expected to see him in a form like film.
Right.
Because he's in the comics. He's this badass thing. It's cool. At the most, the biggest leap would be him in the cartoon series, which they did. And he was able to reach a wider audience. I forget who voiced him, but he was like, I'm the baddest man. And he's and I'm like, he was just loud and belligerent for no reason at all. What the hell?
That weird uncle at the family reunion?
Yeah, no, it was great because he was just nuts. And it worked. And people got to like him that way. Well, now DC is saying the next movie in the DC cinematic universe is going to be centered around Lobo.
This that's cool. I mean, so you think this is going to be, this is a good thing for them. You said this, they're ace in the hole. You said this is going to be, kind of put them on par with Marvel. So you think this is, it's going to adapt well?
Yeah, definitely, because this is different. This is a character that, although he has the history, it's not a popular enough history where they can try to crowbar in, well, we got to do an origin story, and we got to tell how he was raised in Kansas, and how he's this and that. And also, one of my biggest beefs is, I liked Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
As, in my opinion, the best Superman movie we've gotten since Christopher Reeve's movies.
Okay.
And even then, those were highly generational.
Yeah, I always said I especially liked the first half of it.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Looked great, yeah. And it presented a different take on Superman. And everyone's arguments are, well, there was destruction left and right. He didn't seem to care about people, and he killed a guy at the end. I'm like, it's a different take on a character, but because you're so ingrained in a certain view of Superman.
That's certainly where they're going. They're definitely going for the darker take, especially compared to Marvel. You know,
I
Marvel's
like that.
Had
yeah.
that. Yeah.
That seems genius.
They kind of got to, you know, I think they have to kind of do that too, kind of like break away. And we're not just trying to, you know, do our own carbon copy of exactly what Marvel's doing. So, like, let's make something darker. Let's make it, you know, the visual palette a little darker as well. You know what I mean? A lot of those steel colors and things. So it's interesting. And like I said, I don't know much about this character, but I am intrigued now that you seem to be kind of jazzed for it, and I take your opinion seriously.
I'm not selling it poorly here, because...
is there any casting info?
No, this is still very, very brand new, and they've already failed to bring it to light twice. They've had scripts made, written to completion, and then just not been able to get it off the ground. They were talking about casting The Rock as Lobo at one point. Now, this was before...
But it's not a sequel, so we can't do it. Franchise Viagra. I can't be in the first one. What do you mean? I gotta show up and save this franchise. Yeah.
Well, actually, you may or may not know this, and you may or may not care, but the reason that one of the main reasons that the last one failed to get off the ground was because when they were seriously considering casting him as Lobo, they had already cast him, or just cast him as Black Adam, and they couldn't have him attached to two DC properties.
Right.
Yeah, but
and then I stole
like
the name for our little program we do here.
It's okay with that. I mean,
taking
well.
It back, yeah.
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 No, when I look at you, I think Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
All the way. Or Dwayne's Johnson. Well. All the way.
Probably not even that big.
I'm excited for this mostly because it's almost carte blanche. You know, it's a character that's known, one that people want to see and don't want to see messed up. But besides that, there's very little room for studio interference and very little necessity to adhere to to a single storyline or single character.
And do you think? I mean, is this like a grittier character too? Do you think they're gonna So you think they're gonna go like the rated R route, like they did with Deadpool?
If there's any character in the DC universe, this would be the one.
Sure. So I know they're said they're not like they're kind of still reluctant to do that, which I think is wise as well. Not just going like, hey, well that worked. Let's just throw F-bombs in every movie,
which is rare for DC. You know, I love DC, but I will talk endless amounts of smack about them because their mistakes are blatant. They're in your face. They're obvious, and it's run by like these.
They're well deserved too.
Yeah, you know. But I mean, I try not to be too hard on them because you know eventually Grandpa just needs a nap. this juncture with this type of property, I'm thinking there's actual promise. And dude, I'm excited, like almost sexually.
You would believe.
Okay, now also do want to point out there hasn't been an actual casting news, but there has been some on the script that they're working with, or the script that they're trying to work with. The writer of Wonder Woman, Jason Fuchs, is penning the new script. Fuchs is the guy who's writing Wonder Woman now for DC, and his gas on the air. His pedigree includes things like last year's Pan.
Which no one saw.
Which I saw. Which
saw, yeah. So you were like, you and like 13 guys.
Yeah, dude. It's okay. Are you very nice people familiar with Peter, the story of Peter Pan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I want you to think about everything you know about that story and then find a way to crowbar in some Nirvana.
Okay.
And I don't mean the state of Nirvana. I mean Kurt Cobain Nirvana.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Let's take all the fun out of this story and just crowbar in some angst and some.
You know. It's that. Yo.
So does it end with like a shotgun suicide? Ooh. Is that
no?
How it
no. No.
That's a spoiler too. We can't talk about that, right?
Oh,
you guys didn't know.
Sorry. Spoilers: Kurt Cobain killed himself.
Well. They're bringing
there.
Bringing
it is.
Courtney
it's
Love.
Out.
It's out. Oh,
in the sequel, Courtney Love will be played by Dwayne Johnson. So. No. Think about.
I'm leaving it. Yeah, I'm leaving it.
Think about 1990 Hook.
Yeah.
If instead of Dustin Hoffman, it was Hugh Jackman in a bad wig, and they got as much AC/DC and Nirvana in as they could, for no reason whatsoever, and it wasn't like going with the scenes; it was just bad. Mm-hmm. This was Pan in 2015. This is the guy who wrote that.
I'm having a lot of feelings right now. Like, I don't know what they are.
I'm just, like, thinking, what type of music do I actually think Captain Hook would listen to?
I gotta go old school,
Dr. Hook,
man. It's got, you gotta match those hats and pointy shoes, so it's gonna be all Laurence Olivier, fanfares. Yeah.
Al Green's covers.
We talked about metal earlier, Sirius, or any other folk metal band. Yeah.
Maybe.
I've gone way off the deep end. No one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm just like, maybe, yeah.
Long story short, Jason Fuchs is writing this. He's also writing Wonder Woman. So if Wonder Woman is any indication of the type of work he can do, at the very least, he can write stories like Pan.
Well, so if Wonder Woman comes out and it stinks, then we might not see this movie.
I will be so mad if Wonder Woman stinks. I will have a urine tantrum somewhere if Wonder Woman stinks. I'll be so mad.
Well, that's it. You know, a lot of these things depend on, like, you know, you build up some good faith, and then all of a sudden you make a bad product. And...
Well, hopefully he will. These are two, like, legit properties. They're not small titles for DC.
No, absolutely not. These are supposed to...
And Lobo can be just as huge. Yeah. So they're putting a lot of faith on this dude's shoulders, man. So if anyone's going to, like, take the ball and carry it, it's going to be him. Mm. So Jason Fuchs, we're all watching you. No pressure.